Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Are you ready for more growth and control over your future? The Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model might be right for you. There are many paths to independence, and Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move with confidence, from defining your vision to successfully transitioning your clients. Schwab helps you build your roadmap to independence. To find your path, start with Schwab Advisor Services at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths. Today.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Terrible Gamers. I'm your host Colin, here with Ashton.
Hey guys.
Alright, I think we got a few left over from last week, and then we can hop into what we have this week. Game Pass games for November.
Alright, I have the whole list here. Got November 4th, Botany Manor for Xbox Game Pass Standard. November 5th was Metal Slug Tactics, console, PC, cloud. Also November 5th, StarCraft Remastered, PC. November 5th, StarCraft 2, PC. November 6th was Go Mecha Ball, Xbox Game Pass Standard. The 6th was also Harold Halibut, Game Pass Standard. The 6th was also the Rewinder, Game Pass Standard. 6th, Turnip Boy Robs a Bank, Xbox Game Pass Standard. The 7th was Goat Simulator Remastered, console, PC. And then to be determined if it's going to be in cloud or not. The 19th, we will have Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, Xbox Series X and S, PC and cloud. 20th, Stalker 2, Series X, S, PC, cloud. And November 26th, we will have Nine Souls, console, PC, cloud. And that's it.
So, since I already had the Xbox app pulled up, or right before you hopped on and called me, I went over to the cloud gaming section, and Goat Simulator Remastered is in cloud.
It is?
It is.
Okay. I don't know why they need to remaster Goat Simulator, but...
I mean, they skipped 2 and went to 3, and then now they're remastering the first one.
Yeah, but I don't even know why they made more than one.
Yeah, it beats me. I don't quite understand. I haven't played the third one. Played the first one. It's, I mean, relatively fun. I don't know how realistic it is for goats, but...
Well, I've never had goats.
I've never had goats, and I've never been a goat.
Yeah.
I guess that's one thing I just can't go out and do is be a goat. I guess I could, but it'd be kind of weird.
I mean, you can be whatever you want to be nowadays.
That's right. Identify as a goat.
There you go. Now you're a goat.
Pronouns are bye pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not really any games worth noticing on here. Not that I know of. I mean... Not that I'm seeing. You got Harold, Turnip Boy robbed the bank. Must be a spin on Super Meat Boy.
That's what I was thinking when I seen it. Maybe Metal Slug, you know, those are, I've heard of those games.
I've heard of those before. I've never played them.
I've never played them either, but I've heard of them. And then Stalker 2, I've heard of it too. I've never played it.
Well, Flight Simulator 2024 came out too.
Yeah.
Or it's coming out of the day of release, I believe, because it'll be the 19th.
Yeah.
So you can grab it. Which, I thought Flight Simulator, I think they just do like a yearly update, really. It's not a new game from what it's always been.
It's kind of like just your 2K or Madden situation. They just update some stuff every year.
New coat of paint and call good.
Pretty much.
Oh, it is late.
Yeah, it is.
Alright, Nintendo Switch successor will have backwards compatibility.
Alright, so this was from last week, so it says Nintendo just revealed a big feature for its upcoming next generation Switch. The new console will be backward compatible with existing Switch games. In its second quarter earnings report released on, not this past Tuesday before that, by the time you hear this, 2 weeks ago. The Japanese company provided new information on what fans can expect when the company unveils its Switch successor. That announcement is expected by the end of the fiscal year, which ends March 2025. Let's see. It says, in the past, Nintendo consoles didn't support the transfer of purchase and gameplay histories during upgrades, but the new Switch will support continuity of account and game history through Nintendo account integration, allowing players to carry over their purchases, Nintendo Switch Online memberships, and related services. This is a quote from them. We believe it is important for Nintendo's future to make use of the Nintendo account and carry over the good relationship that we have built with over 100 million annual playing users on Nintendo Switch to its successor, Nintendo said in the report. So I know before, like on the Wii U and the 3DS, they did have Nintendo accounts, but they just done away with them when the Switch came out and made their own, instead of like Xbox being the exact same thing since the first console they released. It's the same account. So Nintendo's usually just scrapped it every single console they've came out with. But apparently now they just keep going with it, which makes more sense.
Yeah. Which up until recent years, it's not like that they really had internet capability on their consoles. Like, yeah, they had it, but it wasn't really worth having internet for like the GameCube or the Wii in all actuality, because it was still newer. I mean, not internet was been out since the 90s, but still not like fast until at least the 2010s, at least in our area we grew up in.
Yeah. Yeah, with the Wii U and the 3DS, though, I don't know why they didn't just keep those same Nintendo accounts to the Switch Online. Makes no sense to me.
That's also true.
Because those consoles did use online play more, you know, than the Wii did. But anyway, back to the actual main topic. The Switch will be backward compatible, but I know that some people are saying that it'll be digital only backward compatibility, but I think it'll take cartridges. The same
size.
Same size. It'll probably just be like the DS and the 3DS. You can play DS games on the 3DS, but you obviously can't play your 3DS games on your DS because it has, and it won't even let them go in because 3DS, you know, has that little extra lip on the side. So that's the entire reason for that extra lip, is so you can't put it into your original DS.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be something along those lines. They'll just put some kind of extra plastic on it to keep it from going into the current Switch.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know why you would try or want to run something that's bigger on the Switch anyways. Once you upgrade to that, it's just nice being able to play what's previously before on a newer system.
But you'll have those people that will try to put it in there.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be people that successfully do it. It just won't work.
Well, if that's what I'm saying. If they put that plastic on there, they can't successfully do it.
Well, they'd mod it to where they would.
Well, yeah, but standard out of the box, you can't.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. Watch this YouTube channel where we break his brand new Switch 2 on the first day it comes out.
Yeah. Shoving the cartridge in it.
Test the breakability.
Shoving a Nintendo 64 cartridge in the Switch 2.
Go all the way back to NES.
Yeah, a big old boy. Road.
So that was backwards compatible.
Yeah, with the NES. Through Nintendo Switch Online. I got Nintendo Switch Online. Why can't want it? My cartridge fit in the Switch too?
You gotta tape it to the back. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see backwards compatibility again.
Yeah.
And actually not be like an Xbox situation where it takes years.
You gotta vote on what games you want to come to the backward compatibility. That was... I mean, I'm happy they did the backward compatibility, but it's... I understand why they did the voting, you know, for the licensing of different games and different music and stuff. They didn't want to just get... pay for all of them and people not play them. That's why they did the voting, see which most popular, then pay for those licensing. But... it's much simpler back in the day when... every console was pretty much backward compatible with its predecessor from the beginning, like the Wii and the GameCube situation, the PS2 and the PS1 situation.
Going on with the actual size of the cartridge, it's possible that they could make it the same size and then do what Xbox and PlayStation's doing and do the, you gotta pay an extra $10 to have, be able to play on both consoles.
Yeah, you could. They might. I don't know. I think being Nintendo, they'll probably just... yeah, they'll release it on both, but it'll be two separate cartridges.
Oh, yeah. What could dream do?
Yeah.
Or what would make sense?
I mean, yeah, it does make sense what Xbox and PlayStation's doing. You know, release it on one disc, and then it'll run on whichever one you have. But that's not... Nintendo. Simplicity is not Nintendo's thing.
They like playing the long game with stuff like that.
And to be fair, though, like that can confuse a lot of people, because especially like older people, they're like, oh, you know, which one is this for? You know, they don't understand that it can be used on both, and you know, if one's dedicated.
The same size throughout their whole run as a company, like game console wise.
What?
Or is the Wii and Wii U the only time that they actually had the same size disc?
Yeah.
So they've done it once in their whole history, because their cartridges have changed each time. Then GameCube, whenever they went into the disc market, it was a very small disc. And then the Wii was normal size, then never had a Wii U. That's why I asked that question, if the Wii U was actually a normal size disc too.
Yeah, it was. It's just, of course, the Wii U is more like the Blu-ray disc, kind of like the Xbox One was. It was the weird looking disc on the bottom. Wasn't the actual like shiny disc.
Then they went, you know, cartridge again for the Switch.
Yeah, and then patents are saying that, you know, Switch 2 is taking cartridges too, which would make sense in a handheld, so. Unless you're a PSP.
But even for their Game Boys, it went from a super big cartridge down to, I guess, the Game Boy Advance sizes.
Yeah.
And then to the DS, then a little bit bigger for the 3DS. So they've never been consistent with size of their things to be backwards, even though the GameCube was backwards compatible with, or the Wii was backwards compatible with the GameCube.
Yeah. And then the Wii U is backward compatible with the Wii. But...
it's up in the air what Nintendo will do.
Yeah, I still think a lot of people are saying it's just going to be digital only backwards compatibility, which wouldn't make a lot of sense to me. I think it's going to be cartridge base too.
Especially since a lot of people still buy the actual physical copies.
Yeah.
I don't think we're quite there as a gaming community yet to where it's mostly digital. Especially since, you know, you got bigger companies that are like, oh yeah, you don't own the games unless it's physical.
Well, they don't release the consoles with enough storage to go all digital.
That's also true.
I mean, yeah, they offer, you know, external hard drives or even internal hard drives, but they're expensive as crap to upgrade. So I think if they want an all digital console generation, they're going to have to cut some costs or lose a little bit of money on the internal hard drive to make it decent size.
Which obviously they're all the ones that want to switch to fully digital are just thinking of the bottom line, like, oh yeah, I don't have to pump out all these, you know, I don't have to spend money to make this game physical and just make it once, release it on the store, and then it's all set and good.
Yeah, and I get that, but like me, I like physical media. I like collecting it and seeing it in my collection stuff, so yeah, it just sucks that, I mean, yeah, eventually we are going to get to all digital, and
yeah,
technically we won't ever own any of our games again, so it's basically just renting them for a while until they decide to take them off the store.
I think how we're viewing this is like how people was viewing like the cell phones back in the day, like, oh yeah, they'll never be touchscreen.
Yeah.
Because touchscreen still wasn't a big thing when we was, because what, the iPhone came out in 07?
Mm-hmm.
So touchscreen still wasn't a big thing up until then. So we was almost 10 when touchscreen was a thing. Or started to be a thing. So I'm sure that's how people felt with cell phones. Like, oh yeah, there'll never be anything more than a flip phone for convenience.
Yeah, I remember touchscreen was more of a gimmick than, you know, a standard. So
you really fancy if you have a touchscreen phone.
Yeah. And it didn't work all that good. Like,
no.
Didn't. It was ahead of its
time.
All
they had going for them is they had more memory on them than an average phone.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. Because, you know, a little Razer didn't need a bunch of memory on it.
Phone used to just come with 8 gigabytes of storage, and that was quite a bit, actually. And 16, man, that was when you had plenty. He's never going to run out.
Now you get that just for a software update.
Yeah.
All right. Back to games. Call of Duty Warzone Black Ops 6 launched this week, not next week, like how it was initially. So I had to reword it whenever I've done it.
Yeah. Yeah. Says Treyarch has taken the time to reveal a roadmap featuring the weapons, maps, and modes players can look forward to, which are already pretty much out at this time. The team behind this year's first-person shooter hit detailed their plans in a lengthy post on the Call of Duty website. There are a few highlights that we know about: the Warzone revamp and a fresh batch of new maps for multiplayer and zombies are coming, which, like I said, it's already out now, but there are plenty of other surprises hidden in the update that should get players excited. This includes new operators, such as one based on the franchise's long running, the replacer character, and information about the launch of ranked play later this month, which I think starts in 4 days time recording.
4 or 5, yeah.
Says Treyarch says Black Ops 6 Ranked is an experience it has been working towards since 2021's Call of Duty Vanguard. Expect to see it launch November 21st with what the team is calling several streamlined features, innovations, and updates, including changes to the ranking system to focus more on skill, a forfeit feature, and map/mode voting.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's see. Skip down a little bit. It says Area 99 research maps coming to Warzone. And then it says that Black Ops 6 Warzone Season 1 will also see the return of the Uzbekistan and Rebirth Island maps, as well as the Plunder game mode. The standard multiplayer game, meanwhile, is getting three new maps at launch: Hideout, Heirloom, and Extraction. Modes like Ransack and Prop Hunt are also coming with Season 1. And our new weapons like the Krig C Assault Rifle, Siren 9mm Special Weapon, AMR Mod for Sniper, and even a Power Drill Melee Tool. Zombies fans can also look forward to three new Gobble Gums and a new map called Citadel des Morts that looks like a dusty medieval castle. So there's a lot of crap coming. A lot of that hasn't came yet to the game, but some of it has, like the Battle Pass, and some of the newer weapons are in the Battle Pass.
People are predicting for the Zombies map that you just mentioned is right around like December 12th.
December 12th.
It's like a month from now, like basically mid-season.
Yeah, it makes sense. And going back to where they're talking about the rank play, that, I mean, that's been around pretty much since Black Ops 2 that I can remember. I mean, I think they took it away in the newer ones, but I know it was a thing then because I was ranked in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember because they had like bronze, silver, and all the other stuff, like ranks you could be.
Yeah, because you had just regular.
Well, for a very short time period, you was like one of the top of the ones in the world, wasn't you?
Yeah, I think when I quit playing Black Ops 2, I was like 125th, but which isn't bad for as many people that played Black Ops 2. There was a lot of people that played Black Ops 2.
Oh yeah.
Now, could I do that in Black Ops 6? Probably not. I'll try rank play, but I know it's going to be rough. Because, I mean, it's skill-based matchmaking as it is now, and it's rough. Especially when you play with three or four prestige players in one, you know, in one party, go and play skill-based matchmaking. It's rough. But, I mean, we still get a lot of wins with the skill-based matchmaking. And we get quite a bit of kills still, too. So, ranked play might not be as bad as what I'm thinking, but it could be.
I think for rank play, they shouldn't do skill-based matchmaking, though.
Yeah.
They should go back to glory days and drop that part, make it
just like drop it for at least rank play, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because if you're good, you're good. You don't need to be. Because, yeah, your team helps out a little bit, like, objective-wise, but if you're super good or whatever on rank play, and that's how it goes off of, which I know it factors in some of your actual like KD compared to an objective play on the actual win itself.
Yeah.
But most of the time you go rank play, you're in it for yourself. You're not necessarily in it for the team.
Right.
Or do you rank play just like a free for all setting?
Yeah.
Those don't seem as common nowadays. There used to seem like there was at least three or four game modes. Now it's pretty much just gun game for free-for-all.
Pretty much. I used to be all I'd played. Like, on Black Ops 2, that's all I played was either free-for-all or Team Deathmatch. I didn't like any other modes, but now I'd rather play Domination or Hardpoint than Team Deathmatch.
Yeah. Which you can get a whole lot more kills on those than what you can on Team Deathmatch or Kill Confirm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to like Kill Confirm too, but I'd rather just play Hardpoint, Domination, and then what's that other one? Control. It's kind of like Domination. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad. As long as you're not on that one stupid little map.
I think it's like Domination crossed with Search and Destroy.
Yeah.
Because it does have life limit.
Yep. Yeah, it's not bad at all. So far, I mean, I enjoy the game, and I'll try ranked play.
Then, obviously, we both got to play with the directed mode on the zombies.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't mentioned in this article, but they did add that. So, if what that is, if you guys don't know, is it just makes getting the main Easter egg easier. It limits... Yeah, it focuses on that, and then it just caps your round based on how many doors you opened, and then an overall round cap of 15 on both maps.
I haven't seen either one go past 15.
Yeah, they're both capped at 15.
Only thing is, you don't get to go back and play after you beat it. It kicks you off right after you finish the Easter egg.
Yeah, where on the regular, if you do it, it'll ask you if you want to keep playing or quit. It doesn't give you an option. It just kicks you back. And also, you can't do the smaller Easter eggs, like at least the song. You can't do it in Liberty Falls because I tried it yesterday and the headphones aren't there. But I did check today on regular mode and they're still there. So it's just on directed. You can't do it.
Yeah, I haven't tried the Bowling Shoes one or the Deadshot Daiquiri one.
I do know the hidden perks like the max ammos and stuff like that aren't there on directed mode either.
I don't think the points underneath the machines are there either.
Oh, were you?
Because if you go prone at a machine, you're supposed to get 100 points. And I tried it on PhD Flopper today on Terminus, and it didn't do it.
Yeah, so.
But you can literally, and it's a good way to like hunt camos or grind out your weapon level, because you can, especially cap levels.
As long as you succeed in... complete the Easter egg, you really only have to do directed once, then you can do your other regular. But if you're like us, we died on the final level somehow. We all died at the same exact time. I don't even know how, but there was only three of us, and you know, it's made for four, so
it was rough.
It definitely was rough. The stupid thing was almost dead too.
Yeah, I think it was below 20%.
Mm-hmm.
They said that Easter egg's a lot harder than the Liberty Falls one.
I thought Nathan, you know, was good enough to be the final boss, but no, apparently. Like, I even, after we beat
Spoiler
Nathan...
Spoiler if you guys haven't played Terminus
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, go watch the video, you'll see. But I thought, you know, it was close to the end, and then after we beat Nathan, I had to go down the road. I just left my controller on, came back, and Colin's still playing in the same match, so...
Yeah, and we literally... Probably 2 minutes before you got back, we just got to the point to where we can go to the last ball, like the final boss for the level.
That's ridiculous.
And then we still grinded out for probably another 20 minutes before we even went in there. And just round 15, just killing the same zombies over again.
Just racking up points, pack punching crap. Mm-hmm.
What about ready to do that for this podcast?
Yeah.
Well, we're finally on to this week with a couple minutes left, but we're going to go ahead and hit into it because there's a bunch of Xbox Ones this week and last week, technically.
Yeah.
Xbox is not seeming like they're going to get a mid-generation release console.
Microsoft Gaming CEO confirms that the company wants to make more Xbox consoles. Phil Spencer also hinted at other devices. Spencer shuts down the possibility of a mid-generation Xbox console. Phil Spencer has confirmed that there will definitely be more Xbox consoles in the future, but has seemingly shut down the idea of a mid-generation Xbox Series X. That's according to a recent interview with Rolling Stone, following the launch of Microsoft's new Xbox advertisement campaign titled This Is an Xbox, where Spencer discussed the company's ongoing multi-platform push. Our biggest growth in Xbox players is on PC and cloud. Spencer said the console space all up isn't growing across all of them. We love those customers, but in terms of continuing to expand and grow Xbox, it's about PC. It's about cloud, and it's about making our games more available in more places. But it says, we'll definitely do more consoles in the future and other devices, Spencer confirmed. So, here's what I think. I think they'll do one more generation of Xbox and then they'll be done. Then they'll just focus on Game Pass because that's what their main goal is right now. You can tell they're not even really caring about the console part because they're just porting most of their games to Switch and PS5 anyway. They're first-party titles, so they don't really care about the exclusivity of console. They're just worried about Game Pass, and I mean, to be fair, that's a good business move because that's the least popular of all three consoles. It always has been. So, I don't... To them, why waste your time, waste your money when Game Pass is doing good and you can play it on anything?
Yeah, and I think they also seen the backlash that PlayStation has got for their PS5 Pro pricing.
Oh, yeah. Stupid.
Because you know they're always competitive with PlayStation on that aspect, so they're just like, okay, people's whining that PlayStation is charging $700 for this thing. We would have to charge $700 for ours. And it's a thing. That, and I'll go ahead and hop into another topic for this week, is Xbox's new handheld, which we're not going to go into detail with because there's not that much time. But speaking with that next generation or whatever, if they're planning on doing a handheld, if it's rumored, and Phil Spencer has mentioned it a little bit, then you got at least, not technically two generations, but you got next generation of Xbox, and then you got another handheld to potentially play it on in the future.
Yeah. Unless they make this handheld their next generation and just go a Switch route.
That's also true, because it's not anywhere close. It's going to be way in the future if that is the case.
Yeah. Well, and he said that it's not the handheld. He said it's not coming out anytime soon. It's going to be a few years, so that could fall right in line with that. Mm-hmm. And he already confirmed that it's not going to be a PlayStation Portal type thing, cloud only. It's going to be you can download your games to the device natively, so... They're not doing any of that stupid crap. Yeah,
that could be the turnaround for Xbox, make it like a Nintendo situation.
And that would, if they'd done that, that would sell really good for them. But I think that would sell a lot better than just their console in general. So, because Game Pass and a handheld go great together, and especially if you can dock that handheld to a monitor TV, it's even better. So that'd be the best route for Xbox with how they're dominating the cloud and, you know, just mobile gaming space with Game Pass. So,
especially with how the world is now, if you can get, you know, either Wi-Fi from your hotspot or your actual car have Wi-Fi in it, you know, obviously not playing it while you're driving, but if you're a passenger, your kids are back here playing, like, oh yeah, right there's, you know, because at that point, that would be, I think it would probably do better than the Switch or Switch 2.
Possibly, yeah. Because if I had to guess, it'd be more like a my handheld PC situation. Microsoft owns Windows, so why not make it a Windows operating system? So you could play Xbox games, you could play emulators, you could play Steam, you could play a bunch of crap on this Xbox handheld. It'd be the ultimate gaming device.
Mm-hmm. So you put in Steam for a run at that point, too.
Mm-hmm. Because Steam is stuck on Steam games, and it's only some. Not all of them are optimized for the Steam Deck, so it would be way ahead of the Steam Deck at that point.
Because the Xbox will be able to use Steam on its platform too, because it's still running off Windows.
Right. So that would be the best route for Xbox in the future. Just forget consoles, focus on Game Pass and your handheld, and you'll make more money than you have on your consoles.
Probably in the first year.
Probably, yeah.
I would buy another one. Not that I would necessarily play on it.
Yeah, I have my handheld PC, the ROG Ally, but yeah, I'd buy an Xbox handheld. Because at that point, it'd probably be more powerful than my current PC handheld anyway. Because it'd be newer, so it'd have more RAM, and it'd have, you know, a faster processor and GPU and everything, so.
But if you can cloud game or even natively play those games off the handheld.
Yeah. Yeah, he already said that you'll be able to do both, but it's not going to be a PlayStation Portal type thing.
Yeah, it'll be a true
hybrid. Handheld, yeah.
Or a straight handheld, maybe, too. Like a Switch Lite.
Yeah, possibly, but to me, I think they would
be best route.
Do their best route if they made it dockable. Even if it's just USB-C out, don't even make a separate dock for it like the Switch has, just USB-C out, HDMI, yeah. That'd be perfect. You don't have to have a whole dock thing like Nintendo does.
Yeah, because if you just had a USB-C attached to your TV, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Just plug your console in, charge it or whatever, it's technically docked.
Yeah. Yeah, it would charge and output at the same time, so...
But that is all the speculation and time we have for today. Thank you for watching or listening. You can get merch on Redbubble or TeePublic. We got our socials on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Discord. I think that's it.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys for listening. Catch you next episode.
Later, guys.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.